KFIZ News Time 941 as Final Act today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios for March 2nd of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you, and pleased to be joined for our next segment by Dave Isay, the founder of StoryCorps. Neat national campaign coming out today. It's a partnership between StoryCorps, also the Ad Council, and their Love Has No Labels campaign, also a creative agency, Wordsworth and Booth. National campaign encouraging people to foster meaningful conversations. We're going to learn more about this campaign with Dave here today, learn more about StoryCorps as well, as he's kind enough to join us for a few minutes here on the program. Dave, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great, Spencer. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this is a neat campaign. Obviously, a lot of people have been looking to have more meaningful conversations and learn more about the people that might be next door or in their community that they might not know a lot about with the division we've had in our country. So this is an important campaign to talk about here. How did this all get started? How did this this idea spring forth into what we're talking about here today?
Sure. So StoryCorps is a nonprofit that's been around for about 17 years. And what we do in general is we have conversations. We give you a chance to interview your grandmother, your great-grandmother, your parents, a friend about her life. You go to a booth and you sit across from your grandmother for 40 minutes and ask questions about her life. You know, and you know a microphone gives you the license to talk about things you've never talked about before. Mm-hmm. So people think of it as, if I had 40 minutes left to live, what would I say to this person who means so much to me? At the end of the 40 minutes, you get a copy and another goes to the Library of Congress, so your great-great-great-great-great-grandkids, you get to know your grandmother through her voice and stories. So we've had about 700,000 people participate. It's the largest single collection of human voices ever gathered, and essentially we're kind of collecting the wisdom of humanity because of, what's talked about in the booth, and this happens all over the country. And, you know, we're in the human connection business, and a bunch of years ago, we started being really concerned about the divisions in the United States, not, you know, arguing across the divides, but the fact that, you know, we're starting to see each other as less than human, treat each other with contempt across the divides, and created a new way of doing StoryCorps called One Small Step that basically puts strangers across the divides together for a conversation, not to talk about politics, mm-hmm. but just to talk about who you are as a human being and get to know that person. I mean, you've seen the statistics. Polls released in the last couple of weeks, more than half of all Americans say the greatest threat to this country comes from our fellow citizens. That's like three times more than the threat of COVID in these polls, more than the threat of the environment of our, you know, international adversaries. So things have gotten completely nuts in this country. And we're working with Ad Council to try and, you know, take one small step away from this abyss that we're standing on, because a democracy can't function in a swamp of mutual contempt. Again, arguing is fine, but when you start to see your neighbors as less than human, that's where it gets extremely dangerous. And our dream is to convince the country it's our patriotic duty to see the humanity in people we disagree with.
So where can the average person listening to this conversation we're having here today, Dave, start to have those conversations and find out more and have a meaningful conversation with someone that maybe they don't know? Where do we begin?
So you go right to the Ad Council has a website set up as part of their Love Has No Labels campaign. You go to lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. And it'll tell you all about what we're up to, and then you can sign up and fill out a little questionnaire, and you get matched with a stranger. And you know, I did it actually for the first time a couple of weeks ago, and it's a remarkable experience when you talk to someone who you might have thought you had nothing in common with and realize you have everything in common with them. The end of these conversations, they always end the same way, where people say, let's have dinner once the pandemic's over. What's your phone number? You know, it's hard to hate up close. We've got to remember in this country that that the people who we disagree with are just people like us. You know, are we going to throw stones at each other? Are we going to pick them up and build a better country together?
And it's not just politics. You mentioned it's, you know, it's skin color, it's gender, it's all these different things that, you know, might make us different. But in the end, we're all humans, right?
That's exactly right. And you know, we have to hold on to that. You know, we know the danger of seeing one another as less than human. I mean, there are a bunch of dangers. One is political violence, and we've started to see that, and that can escalate. You know, you've got complete gridlock in Washington, D.C. You know, one small step to take that name a little bit further, you know, we will never be able to land a person on the moon if we are divided in the way that we are. We've got to figure out a way to be able to come together and lead the country in a unified way if we hope to do anything significant. And, of course, the public health risks of what happens when you're filled with hate and rage and contempt for people around you. It's toxic. It's a virus, and it needs to be contained. And, you know, we know from polling that about 89-90% of the country are tired of this. They want to find a way out. And we hope that this represents a small step that people can take. You know, we know it's a moonshot, but we're going to take a really hard swing at trying to convince people that we need to remember that people we disagree with politically are just people.
For the folks out there listening to this that maybe have that kind of cynical side of things and say, well, why should I care about this? What's your message to them?
It's our country. We will not have a functioning country. You know, there's a multi-billion-dollar hate industrial complex out there that's trying to divide us. There are other countries who would like to see nothing more than us at each other's throats. I mean, we all care about our kids. We all care about our grandkids. What do we want to leave for them? So if we want America to be a thriving country that moves forward and continues to do great things, we've got to figure out a way to come together. It is not healthy. It's extremely dangerous. You know, I'm reminded, I was thinking as we launched this ad council campaign today about the famous ad council advertisement with the Native American man with the tear rolling down his cheek from the 70s. And, you know, this is another one of those moments. It's an absolute tragedy. We're falling into a trap, and we have got to remember that it is a trap, that it's not true, that we share so much more in common than divides us, and the importance of making sure that we never, ever treat someone who we disagree with as anything less than a human being. And even just on the convincing people of what, if you want to convince people to change their position or hear your side, no one has ever been sworn at or, insulted into changing their mind. It doesn't happen that way. So it's the only thing we know for sure is that if the culture of contempt wins, we all lose.
Dave, one more time, if people want to learn more about this campaign or they want to start this conversation with someone they don't know, how can they do that?
Lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. And Spencer, I'm really grateful to you for having us on today.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Dave, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yeah, be well.
Dave Isay joining us. He is the founder of StoryCorps, again, a campaign launched with the Ad Council today, bringing Americans together one conversation at a time. Again, it's the Ad Council's Love Has No Labels campaign and StoryCorps' One Small Step. The website, again, as Dave mentioned, lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. Sounds like a very interesting